Well, I know water won't affect him, but I'm making myself into a fire extinguisher, and let's see how he likes this dose of carbon dioxide.
Back at the 40 watt. You know, the last time Manor Astroman played here, I wasn't on stage. I had sold all my astro possessions. I had given them up. But I had one thing left. I had one thing left of power. And what it was in my pocket. It was a key to the astro van. And the night that Manor Astroman played here, I moved the van 50 yards to the left while they were playing.
He wielded his power!
I wielded my power. They didn't change the locks on me. It was 50 yards. You were parked right there. I pulled around in that parking lot over there. So I went to sleep around 3. I never heard from them. Evidently around 3:30 they called my cell phone and were asking if I'd moved the van or if I'd taken it. I didn't ever get that call.
After we had filed a police report, of course.
No, I was fast asleep. And it turns out that it took them until 7 o'clock in the morning to find the van.
It's true.
That's a true story.
Yep. And somehow, here we are again.
I know.
How big are we?
You wouldn't think that anything could repair something like that.
But here we are.
You know, I did get the voicemail that you left at 3. Bird Stuff called me. Uh-huh. And he said, Starcrunch, did you move the van? We want to know. Pick up the phone. And then I heard Bird Stuff say, he's not answering. And then I heard Coco say in the background, call the cops!
I mean, you guys have those on this planet, right? That's what they do, is they find your shit.
Pure enjoyment at 10 o'clock in the morning.